MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Nkandla Mkletcha, Executive Cash at Absa. Nkandla, I appreciate the time today. Cash in the South African economy, it remains king. Maybe it's not king anymore, but it is still an important part of the economy. I mean, it's a high-ranking prince, if you want to stay with the poor analogy, and it plays a very large role.
Certainly, still plays a critical role in our society, definitely. I would say it's still king.
You'd say it's still king. I mean, and I'm thinking, you know, we've got the rise of digital. I mean, most recently, we've got PayShap that came to the party in South Africa. We've got all the fintech and the like. But there is still a large component of the South African consumer who is using cash.
Definitely. I mean, the South African consumer that we talk about is different group of LSMs, depending on where they are in our country as well. Access to these kind of digital solutions that you're referring to is a big component of that as well.
That's a great point. Your LSM 10 living in a penthouse in Clifton probably hasn't seen cash in an age, but someone living in a rural area, it's probably exclusively cash.
Rural, or I would even say township economies, we're seeing a lot of cash in those kinds of environments, which are not very far from where we are. If you look at your Sandton city, cross the road into Alex,
you're
seeing a lot of that kind of cash volume playing a role in those environments.
Yeah, as I'm saying that, I'm thinking taxi operators, they are a cash economy, probably 100% of it. Cash, however, it's expensive and it's risky. I'm thinking cash and transit heists. It is a, I don't want to say a burden perhaps, but certainly a cost for banks, a cost for retailers.
It's definitely a cost for banks, retailers, but as well as all the other players in the value chain. If you think about the actual providers of the CIT and a high risk to even manage and move around. I think for me, when you talk about digital and the way we have approached it from a banking perspective is we see these two worlds actually converging because we actually need digital to accelerate so that we can drive some of these solutions around the risk of moving cash around and giving access to these digital solutions to people that are using cash so that we can actually drive the usage of cash to, I'll say, a limited extent, drive it down.
That's what you're saying. And ultimately, I suppose, sort of widen that net. I mean, certainly, you know, the other day, Pepco had results and they're selling smartphones and they might not be the fancy Apple or the fancy Samsung, but they're smartphones and they've got that capability for the digital cash, for the fintech.
100%. If you've seen what the regulator is saying around modernization of payments and how they actually see digital as a key enabler from a financial inclusion perspective. So you can clearly see that once we solve the access to this kind of gadgets you're talking about, they can enable the technology to be used. It definitely is going to be a key player for us in making sure that we open up the financial inclusion piece, which is a key strategic pillar from a regulatory point of view as well.
I take that. I hadn't thought that much around it actually enabling financial inclusion because, of course, you know, cash is perfect. I've got a crisp 50 Rand note. It's recognized and accepted by anybody. But someone might say, I don't want to take cash for whatever reason. That can then become an exclusion. If I want to move money to a relative or a friend, if I don't have the fintech, I can do it, but at huge cost.
At huge cost, but if you look at it as well from a consumer, like you said, you have a 50 Rand crisp note, you only have an opportunity to use it once if it's not in a digital form. You have no audit trail of understanding your payments behavior. If you start digitizing these things, even for your own personal finances, you've created an audit trail. You're starting to see where you're spending the money, how you're spending the money, and getting involved in other forms of the economy because you now have a record of how you are using cash or how you're using your money.
Got you on that. And then I want to shift direction slightly. And, you know, one of the things of cash is it's also great for crime. If I want to be committing crimes, I don't want those paper trails. Does digitization sort of reduce that or do criminals just manage to find their way into the fintech space?
We have not looked at more insights around the digital space to see whether that is playing a role more on the criminality side of things. But, you know, all forms of payment comes with pros and cons. With the rise of digital, you're seeing a rise of cybercrime, a rise of all those kinds of things. But if I take it back to cash around the physical risk that we see with enabling cash, making sure that cash is available in all corners of this country, essentially it means that we need to make sure that cash moves at certain times of the month into those corners of the country.
It's also, you talk around security and you talk around the digital. And I take your point. On my desk right now is a cell phone, which has got banking apps and everything. But, you know, I can be compromised in other ways, where if you go back to the crisp 50 Rand note, it can't be compromised right now. It's sitting on my wallet to my desk. And that gives a level of security. And I think a lot of folks, and maybe I'm being biased when I say the older generation, prefer that sort of comfort of the money in their pocket.
That might be a preference, but if you look at how much it costs to get that crisp note into your wallet, ultimately it drives, like I said, you said it's a big conundrum for banks and retailers. And I said, actually, even the players in the value chain who participate in enabling this cash to move between the retailer to the banks, it just adds to the cost of providing that. And ultimately, the cost to you as the end consumer, if you're going to be going to that retailer to buy anything. It's those invisible costs in my mind that you won't associate directly with holding that 50 Rand note in your hand.
Yeah, no, fair point. It can be picked from my pocket. Also, getting that 50 Rand note probably cost me money. And if I had to go to an ATM, that isn't free either. At the end of the day, and I mentioned PayShap, there's obviously a lot of other fintech out there as well. Certainly they're rising. Certainly they're great products. But my sense is that cash, and not even just in a South African environment, probably more globally, I mean, cash doesn't go away. Maybe its position changes. Maybe it gets a little less usage, but it remains as a form of currency and a form of transaction.
Cash certainly doesn't go away. However, what we need to be working towards, definitely as a bank and as an industry, is a position where digital and cash coexist, but we've got the sufficient amount of cash in the ecosystem, not at this level at which it's in right now. So we need enough customers using digital and maybe using cash as a BCM or for those transactions that you're referring to where we just need a quick transaction. We have a 50 Rand note, not for the massive transactions that we are seeing right now where you're buying your whole groceries using cash. Because essentially that means you need a whole lot of cash inside an ATM to draw, then walk to the retailer. When you leave that cash with that retailer, they're sitting with huge amounts of cash that they need to move somewhere. Otherwise, it's a crime risk for them as well to hold that kind of cash in their premises.
I take your point, because of course it was an issue getting it into the ATM. There's a risk as I'm walking to the retailer. Now the retailer's got that risk, and this ultimately is all adding cost into the process, which needs to be paid somewhere. We'll leave that there. Sankankalemklekla, Executive Cash Absa, appreciate the time today.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.